from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
That Mets series was ugly.
Yeah, they need a turnaround.
Yeah, and you turn it around, a team's a good, damn good team. That's what's crazy about it. I mean, we can go up against the best and go out and, you know, and man up. So that would be really good. Olympic talk has been up. I mean, all things are open. We've got, it's that beautiful time of the year, and that that we can really get involved in some sports that we may not live or die upon. Alcaraz, man, he was just on fire today on center court. And I'm sure that Dr. Holder will have some good things to talk about. Speaking of Olympics, can't talk Olympics without talking to Ba. Ba, with that international flavor. What's up?
What's going on, Dr. Walker, my brother?
My man.
How you doing, son? So, you know, all this week I've been listening to you, making a note, because you're touching so many subjects who matters. Doc, I'm a study in Europe. I'm going to make it quick. First of all, big up to Alcaraz for taking Djokovic. I ain't no Djokovic fan, so I'm glad he knocked him out twice in a row. So he the man now. Alcaraz is the man. Staying in Europe, the expert you got on the soccer a couple of days ago, talking about the coach, that guy knows soccer, man. Your man knows soccer. You can take everything he tell you and take it to the bank. But, you know, because I'm a soccer guy, that guy know what the hell he talking about. I love his takes.
Yeah, no, Lou Holder, he's real, man. I wish we could afford him more often.
Man, he was real, because when he was breaking, I didn't even know he was Lou Holder. I just get on when he start breaking the national team, and honestly, everything is perfect. No, the coach need to be fired 2 years ago. They keep him around, but hey, I hope they got the right game, because United States got to show up in 26 up in here. Staying in Europe, I'm going for Spain, because Spain got the little kid who's 16 years old that turned 17 and took France out. England got big problem. Look out for the little kid. He turned 17 yesterday. Doc, it's like being 17 and playing in a Redskins, because he playing in a national team. He in the top. Only person who did that, you seen him. That's Pele. Pele played in the highest level when he was 17. This kid is the first one I see playing in that level at 17.
That's He's
that good. Maradona at 16 was not starting for Argentina. Pele is the only one I remember who started at 17 in the World Cup. Mbappe, maybe. But this kid right here, England got a big problem. Let me put down. Now, Jaden Daniel, he need 2 quarters. Give me a break. What you say, I'm with it. Doc, I want to close up with Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown is a different cat. I want you to go Google Jaylen Brown. They say Jaylen Brown was able to go to NASA. That's how intelligent he is.
Oh, yeah,
I'm talking about book-wise. Book-wise. Yeah. They say
he's
book-wise. NASA wanted to recruit him. That's amazing. So he's a different cat. Plus, he's a Muslim. He was at Mecca a month ago. I see him at Mecca after he won the thing. So there is a lot of things. He's too smart. And a lot of people don't want to deal with the youngin. Remember Black Lives Matter, where how he was standing up. There's a lot of things who go about that young kid. I love that kid, because he's a stand-up brother. You have a great day, my brother.
Hey, Ba, appreciate you. Canine for life, man. I love it. I love it. Our people, man, they're all over the world. and bringing it like Ball just now. This kid in Spain, I mean, I got my eyes on this anyway because Dr. Holder already told us what to look for and where to go. I don't know about you, Metal, but 17 and to be viewed as among the best in the world at anything, prodigy. I mean, that's enticing, and that's what I want to see. That's like when we get these comets, they come in, they drop in on us like Tiger, you know. And whenever you get it, you want to just, the question is, for how long? And as much as polarizing as LeBron may seem at times, you got to give him his props for being as good as he's been, as long as he's been. He's going to end up being the GOAT at something that no one may equal. And that is how long he's been as good as he's been. Ain't nobody touching that kid to war 23. But then nobody may touch this kid in terms of this longevity move of excellence, sustained excellence.
I mean, it reminds you a bit of Tom Brady, too, you know, the how long he was playing at such a high level.
Yeah, Tom don't look the part, but Tom gave you the results. Tom don't look like Superman.
No. He's not.
But he gave you Superman results.
That LeBron is certainly not. But
yeah, but he gave you Superman results. Tom didn't look like he could run. Tom don't look strong. But you put Tom in that uniform.
He get that ball down there, and he get it right on the numbers every time too.
Right on the numbers. And a guy who he threw. I love it when people call, oh, the guy checked down Charlie. Well, really? So was Brady. But Brady could do it all. He keeps driving lives. He takes what you give him. It's called smart football. He wasn't forcing things. He gave what you gave him. And then when you try to take that away, then he slit your throat. Hitting down the seams. Did more with less. What I love, Tom, is that until he got Moss, and when you gave him an animal, he damn near went undefeated. When you gave him a freak.
They did have the Spygate thing going on that year, too, though. So,
well, yeah. Well, okay. There you go. You had to go spoil it.
Well,
you're right.
Here's the only thing. This is the thing that bothered me about that. The first game of the season against the Jets, they got caught cheating. And to me, if you get caught cheating like that, you should forfeit that game. And then, you know, then there would have been none of this talk of, you know, undefeated season or whatever. But, you know, I don't know. Just. If you get caught cheating like that, like blatantly caught breaking the rules and you know they're wrong and what you did was completely, you know, what, like, I don't know. I don't know how that's not you don't have to forfeit that game. I don't know. To me, that was always weird.
Happens.
And then they could go almost undefeated anyway is real weird.
No. I like where you're going because not everybody does this, what we do. All I'm saying is that why do they have to adhere to standards that the rest of the country doesn't?
Well, if other teams get caught doing that in a game, they should also forfeit their game. And I think that's everyone should. So.
See, this is what happens. When you're setting rules, it starts from the where? From the top down. If you want to keep this real, then you have somebody who's going to set the example. Hello? Yeah, I know everybody get crickets now we silent.
Well, I don't know. It was also weird.
No. I know you know, but you don't want to know now. All I'm saying is that corruption starts from the top down.
Oh, sure.
So if your commissioners and your presidents and your owners, don't be fake. See, I don't like it when you're fake. Don't be a thug. Be a thug. You a gangster, be a gangster. But don't act like I'm stupid. Everybody knows what they did. Oh, we lost the tape. You ain't lose nothing.
Yeah.
You ain't lose a damn thing. It's all a setup. You know, it's the same thing going through. And the crappy part about it is that we roll it through the government. And nobody says a word. You know, So I'm just saying, don't run that by me. Not the while I'm on. Do it with the other people. They'll let you get away with it. You know, when you're cheating and lying and stealing, it starts at the top. And then it just rudders down. So then it's the Wild Wild West. And now it just comes down to who can cheat and lie the best and get away with it. So if that's the way you want to run it, okay, cool. But then let's open that up for everybody. But that never happens. That never, ever happened. We want to play like everybody dumb. Okay, play stupid. See, but I don't do that. See, and I was hoping that sports would be the one thing we could prove it on the ground. We prove it man up, face to face. But no, that's kind of fake too. And it proves it. And you nailed it. It proves it. And all this time, we are the GOAT, the greatest and all that. Really? No, they were just the best at doing what they did. Doing what they did. And that's why, as much as I can't stand the Giants, how do you not love them for not allowing them to pull it off? Can you imagine if we had to applaud these crooks for being undefeated?
Yeah. It's crazy. That Giant win might be the greatest Super Bowl victory of all time.
I love them. I think they did a great job. They were a great team, but come on. The Miami Dolphins are 17.
Oh, they were a wild card team that backed into the playoffs. They were a wild card team that backed into the playoffs. Like, they barely made it in.
But I'm just saying, you just hit it. You hit it, and I appreciate it. Where you want to go with it, we don't have to take it deeper. I don't want to get you in trouble, but I'm just saying. The truth of it is, man, it is what it is. All I'm saying is that own it. Own it. Don't act like you're sacred and that you are religious and all them other things people parade around with. No, no. Don't fake me out. Be you. I can accept you any way you are. But for God's sakes, don't play me for being a complete idiot. I may have some dumb moments, but I'm not an idiot. These people want to lie to you. You know, like I say, it's urinating on me and say, oh, no, that's just water. Okay. All right. They got busted, dude. And then doing documentaries on it, doing all they want to. Go for it. Go for it. That's why they deserve to give Tom Brady $25 million to do that roast. Yeah, you deserve to do it. You should have got $100 million. Because they pulled off the game. I wonder what we'll be saying about this 10, 20 years from now. You know, when the cat can really come out of the bag. That would be very interesting.
Maybe put an asterisk in the record book, eh?
Well, I'm just saying. It'll come out. Man, you know what I mean?
I don't think they're going to do that, but...
When they say, when the church, I used to hear my mom say, God don't like ugly. You know, well, what is he saying now? So check yourself. And all y'all can yell and holler and scream, but you know the truth deep down inside. You just don't have the guts enough to admit it. All right? Let's go to break on that one. 1-800-636-1067. Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
To tape the breaks in between the breaks and air some of that. That's the stuff I wish was on radio.
I'm not recording any of that.
No, that's what I wish we could do, because that's real funky radio. And that's what I wish was on. television has it. They call it late night. And we got to get that going, because I don't know why we can't go full tilt, because that's what people really need.
Well, I don't need anybody looking behind the curtain, all right?
Well, the curtain, but the curtain is, we have to deal with the results of it when we don't keep it real. And then we come back afterwards and say, oh, gosh, I wish. No, you don't. You don't have the guts to do that. But that's okay. You know, it's...
Doc, me and you always keep it real, though, man.
Oh, that's what it's all about. So, you know who else does? Vic keeps it real as well. Vic, what up?
What's up, Doc?
You know what time it is.
Yes, sir. It's dog time, as you say.
Yep.
So,
wow, wow. Yippee-yow, yippee-yay.
Yes, sir. What you were just saying, I've been saying this for years. I was very happy for the sake of football that the Giants exposed the overcompensation of Randy Moss that year for the Patriots. Obviously, Randy is a GOAT. He is one of the GOATs. And his ability to stretch the field and occupy safeties, corners, and even linebackers' eyes to give Tom the ability to not just check it down and eat you up, but to check it a little further behind the linebackers and just in front of the safeties. Randy gave him that. But what they were trying to do was stretch the field with Randy and blow the top off the defense, because it was a Super Bowl. They wanted to use the West Coast like they had been using. That's all Tom was really doing. And they wanted to use Randy to get behind the defense when an opportunity presented itself. The Giants' defensive line did not allow Tom to do that. When special skill sometimes meets football and special skill is nullified. And the Giants' D-line was special skill, special ability, was just straight up football. We're going to maul the people in front of us, get into the backfield, and take the timing away and the lane eyesight away from Tom Brady to throw where he wants to throw. This is why he was never able to set up and get comfortable to make plays down the field the way he wanted to. In addition to that, I've always said this per the data. The Patriots never won a Super Bowl by a large margin. The first three, they won by 3 points. The rest of them, they never won by two touchdowns, not even by 10 points. They had to either come back or have a big drive to finish the game. So knowing what I know about being able to know people's scheme, people's plays, what people want to do, I've always said Joe Montana was my GOAT. And somebody could argue, well, Vic, Bill Walsh said they cut the sound off on Bill Parcells' headsets back in the 80s, and Bill came to Bill and said, look, I know what you're doing. If it happened again, I'm going to expose you. And Bill Walsh said to Bill Parcells, this is no gamesmanship. But for the most part, Joe did it when Joe needed to do it without no dog on Spygate. And Joe did it four times straight. It was unscathed. So I've always said Joe is my GOAT. I would say Joe is my GOAT to any of these Tom Brady apologists that played in the NFL, and I will give the data to my reasons why. So that's my point on that. Second point, I feel sorry for LeBron James Jr. Because LeBron James Jr. has been pressed into this role by the media. I don't really fault his dad, because his dad is proud of him and wants him to play in the NBA, understood, but there's some collateral damage there. Because LeBron James Jr. is a very good basketball player. He is a basketball player that's supposed to play in college. But he is not a basketball player that's supposed to be in the NBA, and it's showing. And you can see that this is starting to bother him, because he's saying he's in a slump. You're not in a slump, no. You're not skilled and athletic enough. I'm going to say these words again. Skilled and athletic enough to play at the level that you are at now. And the efficiency and the proficiency that you need to do it with your raw athleticism is not combining for you to be dominant or for you to look like Terry Shannon or Mr. Dillingham, the young men that are playing in the summer league that are getting buckets. That is the true problem. And I don't like how everybody is such a LeBron fan and a LeBron apologist. I'm a dean of students, and I'm an educator, so I care about kids. I don't like how they so much a broad apologist that they won't say the truth. This young man has been pressed into a role that is most likely not going to work out for him, and it's going to affect him. And somebody else, another kid, that should have had an opportunity to be in the NBA and get drafted did not get that. So the nepotism that we've seen for 200 years that has been wrong is as equally wrong as the nepotism we see today with LeBron James Jr. Beyond that, this training camp is about to be upon us. I need football to be done correctly. Let's control gaps. Let's stay low. Let's run over people. Let's have eyes to the 1-2 receiver. Let's drop with the right, a 7 to 12 yard drop for the depth of the receiver. Let safeties take away the back half of the field. Keep your eyes on the quarterback. One eye on the quarterback. One eye on the receiver that's in your zone. D lineman, let's control gaps and wrap and make tackles. Running backs, one cut and go. Let's get upfield. Wide receivers, you're blocking 80% of the game. Get open. Put your eyes to the green and get to the end zone. Let's ready to watch some football.
Vic, I sure hope you got a resume ready, man, because somebody needs to pay you. Appreciate that, man. Mel, could you keep up with all that? Vic was on a roll.
That was awesome. That I love a caller that comes in with that much to talk about that many
He does
things.
It every time.
Yeah,
he's on
that
demand.
Was great.
No, Vic is always on demand. Listen, whenever Big Tony doesn't call and lower our skew, we have, I think, the highest rated IQ group overall of listeners on these airwaves. No doubt in my mind. Now that drops considerably if he calls. But if he doesn't, I mean, look at today. Really. You wanna match what's called us up today?
I learned a lot today about some different things, you know, from Olympic sports to banana ball to,
yeah,
you know, we
Captain
had the guy
Todd.
Calling about soccer early in the
See,
show.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
See, now you're starting to get it. Now work with me. Now you're starting to get it. If we could just block you-know-who's number, we would be skewing this high every broadcast. Yeah, but then again, you know, because we're an equal opportunity show, we take all callers. But if we just maintain, if he doesn't call, then we are really, really going to score some high numbers. Because we really have some high IQ individuals, believe it or not. Break time. Y'all stay with us. Let's see if anybody can top Vic right here at 1-800-636-1067. Todd, old Charles, JYD, Grumpy, Bob, Vic, everybody's been performing at a real high level. One of these days, man, we'll be able to put a pot of gold together so that we can have an award. We used to have the old Baller of the Week deal. I miss that, man. Baller of the Week. That was good. For those of you on the planet that may have missed the ESPYs, I urge you to go back, find a way. You have to hear the Jimmy V Award for Perseverance, Don Staley, her speech. And you think you've heard him before because he's given so many speeches. And when you hear the ball, I mean, he ain't the ball coach, but the coach. Lou, oh my God. Tell Tony we're having technical problems. We can't take his call.
I'm not going to tell a lie to our listeners. You know that.
But hearing the coach, I just love it. When you get these guys and they're not recruiting, the problem with coaches is that, and I'm not mad at them, but most or more often than not, they're recruiting. But when you get Nick Saban being just keeping it flat out real, you see why he won so many games. Because the athletes had no other choice but to really trust him. He's that good of a communicator. And you see why he coached the secondary, which is the room you got to be able to control, because you got some big personalities in that cornerback room, and they're not shy because they live on the edge. They call it the island. One-on-one, where if they get beat, there's nobody they can blame. And it's in front of the capacity crowd. They run more than anybody on the team because they got to be in the best shape. and they got to take on the fastest guy on the field, and they got to run, not get run over by a guard who weighs 300 pounds. And Nick Saban coached that position. He was elegant in his speech, and he was on point. There was a lot to be said. Steve Gleason, man, courage. Courage. It was well worthy of you going back and taking another look at it. And then I'll leave it alone. It's been spirited, if nothing else today. Now, all right, let him on, because we are an equal opportunity show. We don't discriminate.
You sure?
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, well, I don't want to do this. Because now I know, first of all, it takes our skew or our whole idea of this being an intellectual format and how we attract the best and the brightest. That's all gone to hell in a handbasket now. All right, let him in. Hello, Tony.
What's going on, dog father? Hey, look here, baby. You're a businessman. You own apartments. You own this. You own that. You got the hot sauce. You got everything running. You like B. Mitch. You got 82 jobs. Now, would you like people to be bringing your intellectual down? Or would you like your ratings to be up? Because when your ratings go up, when I come on, the ratings go through the roof. You get more sponsors. You notice you've been reading more sponsors and more sponsors coming on there. You know why? And that's only on Saturday and Sunday, because they just say, Big Tony's crowd's going to come in there. As my man Ric Flair would say, woo. And Chris, if you can get me one of those in a minute, hit me with one. But yeah, dude, you're a businessman. You know, it's all about money, baby. And I just sent you right through the roof. So you're welcome, and I might need a little something since I just gave it to you, you know. But, it was hard. Boy, I ain't going to lie to you. I was out there since 7 o'clock. It was hotter than a fat, no mind. But yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
That deer in that picture, that's fake, right?
Yeah, that's a target, man. It's
okay.
Not even deer season. No, we're getting sighted in. There's a bunch of new dudes on my site. Yeah, Big Tony Hunting and Fishing site. Y'all can check that out on the Facebook joint. Yeah, I got my own site. Got millions of people. Yeah, got millions of people. So y'all can check that out. Y'all can join if you hunt. Hey, Doc, Jeff Walker. Oh yeah, Jeff, on the other station that we ain't allowed to go to. He's coming. He's coming hunting with me. So you're gonna have firsthand account of how I play.
Of course, Jeff does everything. Just like, well, when you gonna get Zion out there?
First of all, he can't climb the tree stand. Second of all, how he gonna drag a deer a mile back to the truck? Is he gonna eat it halfway through? I mean, I ain't trying to Joan. I ain't trying to Joan. I mean, you set the man up. You told the Bama to go run with Denton. How you gonna have the Bama run with Denton? And then you told him to run. Not only did you say run with Denton, you said run at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, at 12 o'clock. Well, he's the one who said he was getting in shape.
Okay. Well, he says a lot of stuff. So you know.
Well,
you know
if
how
you're supposed to be one of the youngest in charge, I figured you got to be in some level of conditioning to do that.
Well, put it this way, Doc. You know I had that heart situation.
Yeah.
And I still walk 4 miles every day with my big hunting backpack on, loaded down with water. I just started doing it again last week. Went to the cardiologist on Monday. My blood's good. My heart's good. Everything's good. I just got to keep taking this medicine. And I'm going, because like I said, my valves and my arteries were never blocked. I just had that situation due to that little pneumonia bronchitis joint. But, yeah, no, Doc, like I said, this morning I was out there at 7 o'clock, and it was, dude, it looked like I just came out the shower with my clothes on. But anyway, I ain't going to hog up the time, man. You take it easy, baby.
Please. Thank you. Thank you for signing off. We really appreciate that. Well, not that bad. Not that he's had better calls, but that wasn't bad. I can't hate. And he gave us a BTP update, which is good.
I'll be working with him tomorrow night. I'm working with Linnell tomorrow night for overtime.
Zion's got overtime. Oh, okay, good.
Right here on the
Fan tomorrow. Well, that's must listen to then. Yeah, that'll be That'll be must listen to. And then Windbag Wednesday, hopefully he'll be back on Windbag Wednesday, and we'll get a chance to hear that when he gets in the square circle with the one and only Rooster. So that'll be good. I had a chance to hear Brother Medhurst yesterday, and that brought a smile to me, and of course all of you Abbott listeners in the DMV. We'll take another break right here on 106.7 The Fan and come back, and we're still rocking and rolling. 1-800-636-1067. Back in a moment. Too bad we couldn't talk as toddlers, because it would have been some wild dialogue while you're in that pen, playpen.
Hey, I got a toddler at home. I get it.
Yeah, that's right. And she's having a ball. I just wish she could tell you how much fun that she's having.
Well, she just started dance lessons recently, so she's been way into that. So
it's good though, man. The more that you can do, and the things that she enjoys makes her happy, and she keeps pushing that athletic envelope, and if for nothing else, to make her sleep better. You better take that energy out of some kind of way to let them burn it up, man.
Well, Big Sister's already been in dance for a little while now, so she's finally old enough that we could get her into a class, and she's just super excited to be doing what the Big Sister's doing. You know how it goes.
Yeah, well, you know, being the oldest, you really don't, because you didn't have anybody around you were that the oldest. And then if there's a gap, like I had a 10-year gap and a 15-year gap with my sister, so you don't. You know, it depends on where you are in the line of your siblings as to the experience that you have. Not everybody has the same experiences because it's the line where you were, where you are, what you come up with. That's what makes it interesting and fascinating. Just as I am today, you know, I'm mystics. We haven't mentioned them enough. They do deserve shout out, making some moves, turning a corner, all these things. You notice how everybody seems like they're in development mode, but we're moving. You know, and at least it's uphill motion. And the one group that I probably need to get more involved, although the football thing is coming around the corner, I'm telling you, man, don't sleep on the Terps. Loxley and the boys, full silence doesn't mean that you're not busy.
You think they'll be ranked this year?
I don't care what they're ranked. I don't care what people say. That's all irrelevant. What's relevant is what they believe. What they believe, and see, the Tua deal, that's over. Now you're moving forward. The new identity. It's going to be a new identity. And, you know, me, the identity got to start on the defensive side, because you got to stop people. Before you can start partying, you got to stop people. Then, basic 101, and he knows it because he's the O-line, D-line. Look, he's been with Nick, man. He's been with Ralph. Loxley understands all of this. He just got to get the parents, you know, in the DMV to work with him. Let him know that I got the only deal I can guarantee you. You can come see your babies perform. Ain't nothing like home cooking. Nobody else can offer that at that high level, D1, other than Tech, UVA, and Richmond. But you're moving out. So from a DMV standpoint, that's what you're selling. And so that being, I know as a father, you know, of a Terrapin, that, man, that those are some pluses. And going to a bowl game, winning under Ralph, that matters. What I want to see, like everybody, you want to see him at the absolute best. And this Big Ten thing, it just got even more difficult.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Todd, old Charles, JYD, Grumpy, Bob, Vic, everybody's been performing at a real high level. One of these days, man, we'll be able to put a pot of gold together so that we can have an award. We used to have the old Baller of the Week deal. I miss that, man. Baller of the Week. That was good. For those of you on the planet that may have missed the ESPYs, I urge you to go back, find a way. You have to hear the Jimmy V Award for Perseverance, Don Staley, her speech. And you think you've heard him before because he's given so many speeches. And when you hear the ball, I mean, he ain't the ball coach, but the coach. Lou, oh no. Oh my God. Tell Tony we're having technical problems. We can't take his call.
I'm not going to tell a lie to our listeners. You know that.
But hearing the coach, I just love it. When you get these guys and they're not recruiting, the problem with coaches is that, and I'm not mad at them, but most or more often than not, they're recruiting. But when you get Nick Saban being just keeping it flat out real, you see why he won so many games. Because the athletes had no other choice but to really trust him. He's that good of a communicator. And you see why he coached the secondary, which is the room you got to be able to control, because you got some big personalities in that cornerback room, and they're not shy because they live on the edge. They call it the island. One-on-one, where if they get beat, there's nobody they can blame. And it's in front of the capacity crowd. They run more than anybody on the team because they got to be in the best shape. And they got to take on the fastest guy on the field, and they got to run, not get run over by a guard who weighs 300 pounds. And Nick Saban coached that position. He was elegant in his speech, and he was on point. There was a lot to be said. Steve Gleason, man, courage. Courage. It was well worthy of you going back and taking another look at it. And then I'll leave it alone. It's been spirited, if nothing else today. Now, all right, let him on, because we are an equal opportunity show. We don't discriminate.
You sure?
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, well, I don't want to do this. Because now I know, first of all, it takes our skew or our whole idea of this being the intellectual format and how we attract the best and the brightest. That's all gone to hell in a handbasket now. All right, let him in. Hello, Tony.
What's going on, dog father? Hey, look here, baby. You're a businessman. You own apartments. You own this. You own that. You got the hot sauce. You got everything running. You like B. Mitch. You got 82 jobs. Now, would you like people to be bringing your intellectual down? Or would you like your ratings to be up? Because when your ratings go up, when I come on, the ratings go through the roof. You get more sponsors. You notice you've been reading more sponsors and more sponsors coming on there. You know why? And that's only on Saturday and Sunday. Because they just say, Big Tony's crowd's going to come in there. As my man Ric Flair would say, woo. And Chris, if you can get me one of those in a minute, hit me with one. But yeah, dude, you're a businessman. You know, it's all about money, baby. And I just sent you right through the roof. So you're welcome, and I might need a little hold a little something since I just gave it to you, you know. But, it was hard. Boy, I ain't going to lie to you. I was out there since 7 o'clock. It was harder than up. But, never mind. But, yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
That deer in that picture, that's fake, right?
Yeah, that's a target, man. It's not even deer season. We're getting sighted in. There's a bunch of new dudes on my site. Yeah, Big Tony Hunting and Fishing site. Y'all can check that out on the Facebook joint. Yeah, I got my own site. Got millions of people. Yeah, got millions of people. So y'all can check that out. Y'all can join if you hunt. Hey, Doc, Jeff Walker. Oh, yeah, Jeff, on the other station that we ain't allowed to go to. He's coming. He's coming hunting with me. So you're going to have firsthand account of how I play.
Of course, Jeff does everything. Just like, well, when you gonna get Zion out there?
First of all, he can't climb the tree stand. Second of all, how he gonna drag a deer a mile back to the truck? Is he gonna eat it halfway through? I mean, I ain't trying to Joan. I ain't trying to Joan. I mean, you set the Bama up. You told the Bama to go run with Denton. How you gonna have the Bama run with Denton? And then you told him to run. Not only did you say run with Denton, you said run at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, at 12 o'clock. Well, he's the one who said he was getting in shape.
Okay, well, he says a lot of stuff. So, you know,
if you're supposed to be one of the youngest in charge, I figured you got to be in some level of conditioning to do that.
Well, put it this way, Doc. You know I had that heart situation.
Yeah.
And I still walk 4 miles every day with my big hunting backpack on, loaded down with water. I just started doing it again last week. Went to the cardiologist on Monday. My blood's good. My heart's good. Everything's good. I just got to keep taking this medicine. And I'm going, because like I said, my valves and my arteries were never blocked. I just had that situation due to that little pneumonia bronchitis joint. But yeah, no, Doc, like I said, this morning I was out there at 7 o'clock. And it was, dude, it looked like I just came out the shower with my clothes on. But anyway, I ain't going to hog up the time, man. You take it easy, baby.
Please. Thank you. Thank you for signing off. We really appreciate that. Well, not that bad. Not that he's had better calls, but that wasn't bad. I can't hate. And he gave us a BTP update, which is good.
I'll be working with him tomorrow night. I'm working with Linnell tomorrow night for overtime.
Right, Zion's got overtime. Oh, okay, good.
Right here on the
well, that's
tomorrow,
must listen to then. Yeah, that'll be must listen to. And then Windbag Wednesday. Hopefully, he'll be back on Windbag Wednesday, and we'll get a chance to hear that when he gets in the square circle with the one and only Rooster. So that'll be good. I had a chance to hear Brother Medhurst yesterday, and that brought a smile to me, and of course, all of you avid listeners in the DMV. We'll take another break right here on 106.7 The Fan and come back, and we're still rocking and rolling. 1-800-636-1067. Back in a moment. Too bad we couldn't talk as toddlers, because it would have been some wild dialogue while you're in that pen, playpen.
Hey, I got a toddler at home. I get it.
Yeah, that's right. And she's having a ball. I just wish she could tell you how much fun that she's having.
Well, she just started dance lessons recently, so she's been way into that. So
it's good though, man. The kid, the more that you can do, and the things that she enjoys makes her happy, and she keeps pushing that athletic envelope, and if for nothing else, to make her sleep better. You better take that energy out of some kind of way to let him burn it up, man.
Well, Big Sister's already been in dance for a little while now, so she's finally old enough that we could get her into a class, and she's just super excited to be doing what the Big Sister's doing. You know how it goes.
Yeah, well, you know, being the oldest, you really don't, because you didn't have anybody around you were that the oldest. And then if there's a gap, like I had a 10-year gap and a 15-year gap with my sister, so you don't, you know, it depends on where you are in the line of your siblings as to the experience that you have. Not everybody has the same experiences because they, it's the line where you were, where you are, what you come up with. That makes it interesting and fascinating. Just as I am today, you know, I'm mystics. We haven't mentioned them enough. They do deserve shout out, making some move, turning a corner, all these things. You notice how everybody seems like they're in development mode, but we're moving. You know, and at least it's uphill motion. And the one group that I probably need to get more involved, although the football thing is coming around the corner, I'm telling you, man, don't sleep on the Terps. Loxley and the boys, full silence doesn't mean that you're not busy.
You think they'll be ranked this year?
I don't care what they're ranked. I don't care what people say. That's all irrelevant. What's relevant is what they believe. What they believe, and see, the Tua deal, now you, that's over. Now you're moving forward. The new identity. It's going to be a new identity. And, you know, me, the identity got to start on the defensive side, because you got to stop people. Before you can start partying, you got to stop people. Then, basic 101, and he knows it because he's the O-line, D-line. Look, he's been with Nick, man. He's been with Ralph. Loxley understands all of this. He just got to get the parents, you know, in the DMV to work with him. Let him know that I got the only deal I can guarantee you, you can come see your babies perform. Ain't nothing like home cooking. Nobody else can offer that at that high level, D1, other than Tech, UVA, and you, Richmond. But you're moving out. So from a DMV standpoint, that's what you're selling. And so that being, I know as a father, you know, of a Terrapin, that, man, that those are some pluses. And going to a bowl game, winning under Ralph, that matters. What I want to see, like everybody, you want to see him at the absolute best. And this Big Ten thing, it just got even more difficult. But they're going to have that year. You know why I know they can? Illinois does it. Illinois has done it. The defensive player of the year plays for who? The Commanders. He didn't come from Michigan, didn't come from the Ohio State. He's not a Nittany Lion. So there is life outside of the Big Two, because there ain't no Big Three until Penn State beats one of the other two. Stop it. Much respect for their program. You know, love the coach. I'm into all that. Love the tradition. Nothing but respect. But it's a Big Two. And in order for Maryland to get there, then it's the kids here taking that selfish approach that they doing this for the DMV. And you can have it all right here. And be in the Metroplex. And being in civilization. I call it civilization. You being in civilization. So the decision ain't that hard. But the program's got to be all in. I understand the parents and the kids. And it looks like, man, they're making them strides. So I want all our teams, all our programs, you know. I'm excited that Georgetown and Maryland are going to hook up on the hardwood. I think both programs prosper from that. And I think both of them are what? Headed in the right direction with the staffs, the administration, like the ADs. You know, you don't just win because you have a good player. That's not it. You got to have good tutors, counselors, your administration, fundraising, and now with this NIL deal, you have to have every box checked.
Good boosters.
You got to have, well, everything does that. Not just pros need fans. And college has the best base because they have an alumni base. The question is, how active is it? You can't just say you're an alum. You prove you're an alum based on what? Writing them checks. Having a check going into your, quote, alma mater. That's what makes you a real alum. Well, I am the first to say I'm greedy. And you know what I want now? I want a sweep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel like that too?
I'm in Milwaukee, all right. Yeah.
Okay, I thought, hey, I want a sweep. I want to be able to bring them broom handles out, and I want a sweep.
Great way to go in the All-Star break if they do that.
That'd Wouldn't
be
that
so
be
awesome.
It?
Yeah.
Nothing better. Nothing better but a sweep, you know? And, you know, so let's talk about our Nats coverage, and we're going to do all of that right here on 106.7 The Fan. And let's do that at 1:40. I think it would be a great thing to do. And who better to do it than you and I, right? Heavy metal, DOC, with Nats coverage. Too bad we couldn't talk as toddlers, because it would have been some wild dialogue while you're in that pen, playpen.
Hey, I got a toddler at home. I get it.
Yeah, that's right. And she's having a ball. I just wish she could tell you how much fun that she's having.
Well, she just started dance lessons recently, so she's been way into that. So
it's good though, man. The kid, the more that you can do, and the things that she enjoys makes her happy, and she keeps pushing that athletic envelope, and if for nothing else, to make her sleep better. You better take that energy out of some kind of way to let them burn it up, man.
Well, Big Sister's already been in dance for a little while now, so she's finally old enough that we could get her into a class, and she's just super excited to be doing what the Big Sister's doing. You know how it goes.
Yeah, well, you know, being the oldest, you really don't, because you didn't have anybody around you were that the oldest. And then if there's a gap, like I had a 10-year gap and a 15-year gap with my sister, so you don't. You know, it depends on where you are in the line of your siblings as to the experience that you have. Not everybody has the same experiences because it's the line where you were, where you are, what you come up with. That makes it interesting and fascinating. Just as I am today, you know, I'm mystics. We haven't mentioned them enough. They do deserve shout out, making some move, turning a corner, all these things. You notice how everybody seems like they're in development mode, but we're moving. You know, and at least it's uphill motion. And the one group that I probably need to get more involved, although the football thing is coming around the corner, I'm telling you, man, don't sleep on the Terps. Loxley and the boys, full silence doesn't mean that you're not busy.
You think they'll be ranked this year?
I don't care what they're ranked. I don't care what people say. That's all irrelevant. What's relevant is what they believe. What they believe, and see, the Tua deal, now that's over. Now you're moving forward. There's new identity. It's going to be a new identity. And, you know, me, the identity got to start on the defensive side because you got to stop people. Before you can start partying, you got to stop people. Then, basic 101, and he knows it because he's the O-line, D-line. Look, he's been with Nick, man. He's been with Ralph. Loxley understands all of this. He just got to get the parents, you know, in the DMV to work with him. Let him know that I got the only deal I can guarantee you, you can come see your babies perform. Ain't nothing like home cooking. Nobody else can offer that at that high level D1 other than Tech, UVA, and you, Richmond. But you're moving out. So from a DMV standpoint, that's what you're selling. And so that being home, I know as a father, you know, of a Terrapin, that, man, that those are some pluses. And going to a bowl game, winning under Ralph, that matters. What I want to see, like everybody, you want to see them at the absolute best. And this Big Ten thing, it just got even more difficult. But they're going to have that year. You know why I know they can? Illinois does it. Illinois has done it. The defensive player of the year plays for who? The Commanders. He didn't come from Michigan, didn't come from the Ohio State. He's not a Nittany Lion. So there is life outside of the Big Two. Because there ain't no Big Three until Penn State beats one of the other two. Stop it. Much respect for their program. You know, love the coach. I'm into all that. Love the tradition. Nothing but respect. But it's a Big Two. And in order for Maryland to get there, then it's the kids here taking that selfish approach that they doing this for the DMV. And you can have it all right here. And be in the Metroplex. And being in civilization. I call it civilization. You being in civilization. So the decision ain't that hard. But the program's got to be all in. I understand the parents and the kids. And it looks like, they're making them strides. So I want all our teams, all our programs, you know. I'm excited that Georgetown and Maryland are going to hook up on the hardwood. I think both programs prosper from that. And I think both of them are what? Hit it in the right direction with the staffs, the administration, like the ADs. You know, you don't just win because you have a good player. That's not it. You got to have good tutors, counselors, your administration, fundraising, and now with this NIL deal, you have to have every box checked.
Good boosters.
You got to have, everything does that. Not just pros need fans. And college has the best base because they have an alumni base. The question is, how active is it? You can't just say you're an alum. You prove you're an alum based on what? Writing them checks. Having a check going into your, quote, alma mater. That's what makes you a real alum. Well, I am the first to say I'm greedy. And you know what I want now? I want a sweep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel like that too?
Up in Milwaukee, all right. Yeah.
Okay, I want to sweep. I want to be able to bring them broom handles out, and I want a sweep.
Great way to go in the All-Star break if they do that.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
Nothing better but a sweep, you know? And, so let's talk about our Nats coverage, and we're going to do all of that right here on 106.7 The Fan. And let's do that at 1:40. I think it would be a great thing to do. And who better to do it than you and I, right? Heavy Metal, DOC, with Nat's coverage.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.